Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Corrig Lodge this morning with the sports news.
Morning to you, Mary. Well, Irish goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher is set to move from Liverpool to Brentford. The clubs have agreed a fee for the Cork man reported to be worth close to €15 million, and this could rise to €21 million when various add-ons are factored in. Kelleher is seen as a replacement for Brentford's number one, Mark Flecken, who's heading to German side Bayer Leverkusen. And his old club in Cork, Ringmahon Rangers, are going to receive €3 million as part of the transfer arrangements, because when he moved to Liverpool a decade ago, Ringmahon broke a 20% sell-on clause.
€3 million?
Phenomenal amount of money. Now, they're not making any comment this morning, but it is a pretty significant windfall for them. You'd be running a lot of bake sales and coffee mornings to raise that amount of money. So possibly they may invest in their facilities with that, make it a long-term investment. But €3 million will be coming to their way. And around 10,000 spectators are expected to attend tonight's soccer international at Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork. The Republic of Ireland women's team take on Slovenia, needing to win by at least 4 goals to secure promotion in the Nations League. The Leaside venue drew widespread acclaim for its successful staging of the Ireland-France women's soccer game last summer, and it's understood the players were keen to return to Cork. Kick-off this evening is at 6 o'clock. We've live radio commentary from Adrian Eames and Sue Ronan on 2FM. The game will also be shown live on RTÉ2 Television. Speaking at a news conference yesterday was the Ireland captain, Katie McCabe.
The start of the Nations League, obviously, it was tough for us to take. We were coming off the back of the Wales defeat. It was our first camp, obviously, under Carla and the new management. So it was a lot of learnings to be took from the game, as bad as it was, and the result obviously reflected that. But I think over the last couple of games we've grown and we've gotten better. Obviously we're not where we want to be, but it's a process that we have to kind of go through. And I know obviously everyone knows the caliber of players who've retired as well. That's not easy, so it is a little bit of a transition, but it's more opportunity for players to step up and really stake their claim in the team.
As Ireland captain, what are you asking of this Cork club in particular, the supporters? What do you need from them?
Same again as last year. I think for us as players, that France game will stick with us for a long time. It was an amazing crowd, a fantastic day, and a remarkable result against one of the best teams in the world. So I've took a walk into town over the last day or two, and I can feel the support already when you're walking by shops and pubs on the bank holiday weekend, and everyone's kind of cheering us on. So we feel that support already. For us, we hope obviously the fans come in the numbers tomorrow evening and really help us get us over the line tomorrow.
That match taking place later on today at 6 o'clock. Katie McCabe was chatting to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. Wing Jordan Larmour has returned to full training after recovering from injury and will be available for selection for Leinster's URC semi-final against Glasgow at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday. Josh van der Fleer will be further assessed this week for a hamstring injury that he picked up in last Saturday's win over Scarlets. Novak Djokovic reached the quarterfinals at the French Open at Roland Garros, recording a straight sets victory over Britain's Cameron Norrie. There was defeat for fifth-seeded Englishman Jack Draper, and the women's singles produced a shock loss for third seed Jessica Pegula. Long-serving Longford goalkeeper Paddy Collum has announced his inter-county retirement following Longford's exit from the Tailteann Cup. The Father Manning Gales clubman featured for the county at every grade from under 13 to senior and won a Leinster minor title in 2010. Mead star Adam O'Neill played the second half for his club Wolf Tones as they were crowned senior champions at the Comórtas Pelan na Gaeltachta in Rockhorn, coming from behind to beat Antarmon. The women's senior final saw Balia Clár na Gáileava defeat an Cluachán Lia. In racing, Joseph O'Brien dominated the feature race at Goran Park, the Goran Classic. His horses filled the first four spots, led home by Green Triangle. And finally, the Ireland men's hockey team fell to a 4-0 defeat to the Olympic bronze medalist India in last night's international at Serpentine Avenue.
Páirc, thank you.